White, Fairfield, Maine, September 6th, 1870. Dear son Willie, here we are at Aunt Mary's. We were riding to the depot to take the cars for Richmond when a man with white hairs came running all out of breath, calling, "James! James!" We saw it was Mr. Tenney, your father's sister Lizzie's husband. He had come purposely to see us. We had Brethren Wagoner and Cornell go on and leave an appointment for us tomorrow night. Adelaide Savage, your father's niece, also came upon the campground to see us. We felt that we could not go right away without seeing them a short time. We had not seen them for 6 years. We therefore tarried over today. Our meeting closed this morning. We tarried at the depot. There were quite a number waiting for the cars, sitting upon the ground. After they left, we rode home with Mary and Addie Savage. Elder Howard is backing down. He got up and made a confession, but we felt that he had no sense of his course. I wrote that evening how I viewed his case and read it to the people. The Lord helped me speak with power, but Howard just balked and said he should go no farther. So you see, his confession was not genuine. Our meeting has closed, and we hope the Lord will take charge of the matter and keep his people. We have heard from Mother nothing new. She is about as usual. We shall return to Michigan next week if Willie is able. We have just received the letter from Lucinda that Willie is improving. How thankful I am for this, Willie. Many prayers have been offered for you in the congregation of the saints. The Lord has heard prayers that have been offered. We hope, Willie, that you will come up from this sickness in better health than you have had for some time. And more, that you will come up with the peace of God abiding in your heart. God has given you tokens of good, and may his blessing abide upon you. We hope you will appreciate the favors of God and consecrate yourself wholly to him. Let your heart be drawn out after God. Make him your trust. Love the Lord, for he first loved you. My dear boy, we trust you will yet be a blessing to others. Oh, Willie, I do want that you should glorify God in your life. This world, this life, is of but little account. The better life, the better world, live for this, my precious boy, and you will never regret it. No. Never. I can never express the love I feel for you, my boy. Yet I had rather bury you, as much as I love you, rather than to have you forget God. Heaven, heaven, nothing is sure but heaven. Pray to your heavenly Father for strength and health of body and mind. All are talking around me, your aunts, uncles, and cousins. Please receive this from Mother at this time. In love and deep interest, your mother.